Good morning. My name is Keith, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the FIBRA Inn conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. I'll now turn the call over to Ms. Lisette Chang, Investor Relations Officer, for opening remarks. Please go ahead.
Hello, and welcome to FIBRA Inn's second quarter 2018 results conference call. Before we begin, I want to mention that the earnings report that was just issued yesterday and the PowerPoint presentation are both available in the Investor Relations section of our website. Please follow the information in these documents for a clearer understanding of our results. Also note that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call. These statements are based on management's current view and estimated of future economic circumstances, industry conditions, company performance, and financial results. On slide two, we have the topics that will be discussed in this call, starting with an overview of the changes in corporate governance, followed by a discussion of the capital subscription, which concluded yesterday, as well as the hotel announcement and the distribution for this quarter. We will finalize with the operational and financial review. Taking us through these topics will be our presenters, Mr. Oscar Calvillo, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Miguel Aliaga, our Chief Financial Officer. I appreciate your attention at this point, and I will turn the call over to Mr. Oscar for his opening remarks.
Thank you, Lisette, and good morning, everyone, and thank you all for joining us today. Please turn to slide four. Corporate governance. I will start with a brief discussion of corporate governance. As you know, FIBRA Inn has implemented several measures aimed at optimizing the company's overall corporate governance. And since 2017, FIBRA Inn has been internally managed FIBRA. In the second quarter results, we can already perceive the notable expense savings. General administrative expenses for a quarter represent 0.8% of the value of the assets. However, prior to the internalization, they represent 1.1% of it. In the last extraordinary shareholders meeting held on June 14th, there were substantial changes approved. These were oriented to finalize alignment of interests. The composition of the technical committee was modified so that now we have a majority of independent members. Non-independent members now represent only two seats. We also formalized the duties of the chief executive officer as a member of the technical committee and preserved the rights of holders who represent over 10% of the certificates with the potential to appoint one member of the board to represent them. Preferential and exclusive rights for the founders were removed in terms of acquiring and developing properties. As a consequence, and together with the revocation of the representative from a 40 ingress cap that we received on June 22nd, the technical committee is now comprised of 8 members with majority of independent members, as shown in slide number 5. We believe that these changes set precedent for the FIBRA sector, one that establishes higher standards in terms of the alignment of interest for all parties involved. Therefore, we are satisfied and proud to be a leader in making these changes and taking on these initiatives, and we are sure there may be other people to follow these steps. Now, moving on to the capital subscription on slide 7. In the shareholders meeting that took place on May 11th, shareholders authorized capital issues under a shelf program for up to 900 million certificates and not exceeding 10 million pesos. Afterwards, in an order to protect our current investors from the option with less dilution effect, FIBRA Inn decided to go for a capital subscription process exclusively for current certificate holders. It took place in 2 rounds and just ended yesterday. FIBRA Inn holders that held a position as of July 11 had the right to participate exclusively at a price of 11.10 pesos per certificate, which implied a discount of 9.87. FIBRA Inn subscribed a total of 94,236,874 certificates, and raising a total of 1,046 million pesos. We consider this transaction a total success. The company's market cap rose by 20% to reach a total of 6.3 billion, considering a price of 12.06 per certificate as of July 23rd, increasing even further between investment effectiveness. We turn to slide number 8. As we mentioned, during the strategic process, we have a clear vision as to how the proceeds will be utilized, keeping in mind that Fibra has a total of immediate cash available of 1,838.9 million pesos. 1,064 million will be used to finance Fibra's remaining capital contribution for the project announced on the hotel factory model. This is 299 million for the JW Marca Boreda, 177 million for the Western Punto Valle, 3 million for the Marriott Airport, and 585 million for investment in the Secret Silver Sands Riviera Cancun, or other projects in early stages subject to approval of our technical committee. In terms of the projects that have already been announced as part of Hotel Factor, we can share in detail on slide 8 the debt and capital structure at the project level for each of the Hotel Factor segments in terms of hotel investment and the share that will correspond to Fibra, including the plan is a recently announced non-binding agreement of the Secret Silver Sands located in the Riviera Maya upon formalization of the acquisition of its approval. During this quarter, we concluded a framework of the Hotel Factory Agreement where we clearly and comprehensively established the guidance of this model. Thus, any individual SPVs that are signed later will all follow this general framework. 353 million to remodel 7 hotels in the current portfolio. 101 million to conclude the conversion on the expansion of the Holiday Ciudad Juarez Hotel, which will formally open its door next August 14th. Following the total remodeling and the addition of 44 and its brand conversion. 200 million for the remaining of the revolving loan to Banco Santander. And finally, 100 million will be for the certificate repurchase program. Also, 20.9 million for costs derived from the subscription transaction. On this slide, I want to point out that the way we're looking at our cash and debt position and how we are planning to allocate the funds to finance our investments in the future. Basically, we are talking about available leverage levels of 1,300 billion, which will, within the parameters we have set for the company, implies a 32.3 loan to value, which is under 33% policy established by our technical committee, as well as 1 million coming from the capital subscription and the cash for 492.1 million pesos. These are going to work for various projects, leaving us with a remaining balance of 275 million pesos that we have on hand to fund any future project that comes up. I want to mention that on behalf of the entire team here at Fibra, we thank the investment community for its confidence in us, which is reflecting the subscription. Fibra is very clearly on the commitment of delivering efficiency on these resources and showing results. Regarding the sale of Mike Hotel Inn & Suites by Wyndham Culiacán Hotel on slide 10, on July 19, we announced the binding agreement of $85 million to sell the Mike Hotel Inn & Suites by Wyndham Culiacán Hotel. The sale of this asset is part of the company's capital recycling strategy, where we seek a sale price that is close to the valuation figure for the asset. It's important to mention the Fibra's criteria when carrying out the sale was to be conservative and stay very close to the valuations that were carried out by Deloitte. The closing of this sale is evidence of a significant discount that fits in Fibra's certificate market value. A year ago, Fibra started to explore the real estate market to sell properties and has found that among the potential objective buyers available for our property are family offices or local investors who require a more extensive marketing effort and time compared to a sales proceeds process of a bigger transaction in an international market. Regardless, at this time, Fibra has a portfolio of 10 to 12 non-strategic hotels accounting for about 10.6% of total assets that could be sold. However, the sale of these assets would be very gradual and would include the sale of assets primarily in the limited service or budget segment as we migrate toward the high luxury package. The assets that would be for sale have a very low cost for repositioning and are located in cities with limited growth given an already saturated hotel market and lower local economic circumstances, or we believe are at their peak. Please turn to the page to slide 11 to review the current portfolio. Basically, it has remained unchanged since first quarter of 2018. When we compare to the same quarter of the previous year, we have 171 fewer rooms, mainly due to the cancellation of two projects, adding rooms at the Holiday Inn Industrial Community in Reynosa and Hampton Inn by Hilton in Hermosillo. The other change was the Hotel Factory Pipeline, which has one more hotel, the Westin Monterey, now under development. In terms of distribution and slide 15, taking into account all of the aforementioned events, at the close of the second quarter of 18, total distribution reached 110 million pesos, showing no variation when compared to the same quarter of last year. For comparison purposes, consider only the certificates outstanding as of June 30, the distribution per certificate would have been 25.26 cents. Overall, the dividend yield would have been 8.5, very similar to 8.4 registered in the first quarter of 2018 and the 8.2 in the comparable second period of, for 2017. We are aware that the common dividend will show the dilution effect as a result of increase of number of certificates due to the capital subscription. However, in the near future, we expect the distribution increase due to three main reasons. Firstly, the generation of immediate revenues given incorporation of the hotel announced as part of the hotel factory. It's important to mention that with regard to the hotel factory pipeline, there's a presence for properties that are already in operation or are shortly will start operations, which is an attractive option in terms of immediate generation revenues that will be reflected in higher holiday distribution in 2019 and on. Second would be the generation of revenue from fees stemming from the hotel factory, whereby the one-time structure fee received was by the period at the time of the SPV signed with third-party investors before an hour. The asset management fee would be less for the entire project. The development fee would be monthly as the work on the project is completed. And finally, the sale of assets. Thank you for your attention. At this point, I will turn the call over to Miguel Aliaga, our CFO, who will review the company's operations and financials for the quarter.
Thank you, Oscar, and good morning to everyone. Please turn to slide 15. My comments will be brief and will focus on just highlighting the main points. Occupancy was stronger than last year, reaching 65.6% versus 64% in the second quarter 2017. Revenue per available room is also important to mention as it reached 4.1%. However, it reflects the effect of the beginning of summer vacations and the effect of the World Cup in Russia, since some business are postponed after the games, particularly with regards to the domestic clients. Let's turn to page 16 with the financial highlights of the quarter. Lodging revenues performed well, rising 4.8% to 494.9 million pesos for second quarter 2018 versus second quarter 2017 and a 24.6% increase in rental revenues to reach 26.8 million pesos. As a total, the company experienced an increase for the quarter of 5.7% to reach 521.7 million pesos. In terms of the breakdown by type of hotel, the proportions were consistent with the majority of revenues stemming from the select service segment at 51.8% in this quarter versus 47.2% in second quarter 2017. Let's turn to the review of the income statement on slide 17. As we discussed, total revenue for the FIBRA rose by 5.7% to 521.7 million pesos. Beginning in first quarter 2018, the company began reporting hotel NOI, which pertains to operation of the properties, and NOI coming from other businesses. As such, this line item will also include revenues and costs from the strategic hotel pipeline. This quarter, total NOI was 180.2 million pesos, which represents a 34.5% margin, 180 basis points lower than the 36.3% of the second quarter 2017. Adjusted EBITDA as a result was 159.8 million, meaning a 30.6% margin. FFO was 101.2 million pesos, a 19.4% of margin when compared to the 23.5% in second quarter 2017. Turning on slide 18 for the balance sheet discussion. As of June 30, 2018, FIBRA Inn had cash and cash equivalents of 492.9 million pesos. FIBRA Inn registered a total of 199.1 million pesos in bank loans related to our revolving credit line with Actinver, and 2,957,000,000 pesos in long-term debt securities. Our total equity is valued at 8.3 billion pesos. If you follow me in slide 19, we can take a look at the overall current financial situation of the FIBRA. This long-term financial obligations regarding FIN 18 and FIN 15 debt balance was 66% at a fixed rate of 9.93% and 33% at a variable rate covered with a weighted fixed rate swaps for 8.43%. As such, the weighted net cost of debt was 9.45%. During this quarter, we used the 200 million pesos revolving bank credit line with Actinver. The company still has not yet been disbursed the one with Bancomer for 300 million pesos, which can reach up to 450 million pesos at a TIIE plus 150 basis points. At the conclusion of June 30, 2018, FIBRA has a ratio of loan to value that is 27.3% and a debt service that is 2.4 times. That is all for me. Thank you for your attention. And at this time, we are ready for your question, operator.
And at this time, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. You can remove yourself from the queue by pressing the pound key. Once again, star and one on your touch-tone phone. We can take our first question from Rodrigo Levin with UBS. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, guys. This is Rodrigo on behalf of Marimar. My questions are regarding to the pipeline showed in your roadshow presentation. Since the FIBRA raised 50% of the initial target of the rights issuance, what other changes can we see in the execution of the pipeline? And the second question is that if you are going to execute it with debt, what would be the cost of debt we should consider? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for your question. Basically, we have a shelf program ready, and we have authorized by our shareholder meeting up to 250 million pesos of issuance of new equity, which just used 1,046. So we have remaining there. We can go very fast to the market if we need more equity in the future. What we're planning is that we will have a negotiated deal with for other investments, and then once we have the option, then we'll go and see if we can raise the equity for that option. If the amounts are approved and we raise that equity, then we go ahead with that. If not, we won't do it. I think this changes the way we're going to do business, because we're actually going to start raising little amounts of equity with very clearly what the use of proceeds of those follow-on of equities will be done. And so we will continue working on our pipeline and show to our investors what we intend to do with that money. And if they agree with that, then we'll go and proceed closing the debt. I think that's the way we're going to handle it from now on. We don't expect to increase any much our leverage with what we already have in hand and the credit lines that we have currently. And I don't know, Miguel, you can talk about what are the terms of those lines in terms of cost.
Yes, we are expecting specifically on the dollar-denominated debt about LIBOR plus around 3, no? And 300 basis points, sorry. And the term should be between 10 to 15 years. No? And again, this is in general. We are, of course, working on the details, but that should be a good guideline.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, it's star and one for any questions. Star and one. We'll pause to allow any further questions to queue. We can go next to Pablo Duarte with Actinver. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Yes, hi, guys. Thank you for the call. So just to have it clear, your pipeline now with the conclusion of the rights offering, is leaving aside the project of at Los Cabos? Thank you.
No, we're not leaving that aside. We're currently working on that, and there's a lot to accomplish in that respect with that and other projects in the pipeline. But as I mentioned before, we can go very fast to the market once we're ready for that. We're planning to have the options to close those deals, and then we go and ask for additional equity. If the investor feels right with the price, what we're planning to do with the money, they will provide it. If not, not. It's going to be an option only because we cannot have a binding agreement if we don't have the resources.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, star and one for any further questions today. Star and one on your touchtone phone. We'll pause to allow any further questions. It appears we have no further questions at this time. I'll return the floor to you speakers for any closing remarks.
We appreciate your confidence and your continued interest in our company. We look forward to speaking with you again soon. Have a good day.